for All Things Considered on Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. We are continuing to gauge Georgians' reaction to Wednesday night's Democratic presidential debate in Atlanta. Earlier this week, I spoke with a Grady County political strategist about what rural Democrats wanted to hear last night. Today, I check back in with another person outside of Atlanta for a non-urban perspective. Pete Fuller lives northwest of Athens. He's the rural caucus chair of the Democratic Party of Georgia and chair of the Jackson County Democrats. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, ma'am.
Pete, you and I are talking less than 24 hours after the Democratic debate in Atlanta. Did you hear issues discussed that matter to rural Democrats?
Yeah, there were a lot of issues. When you talk about health care, that was a major focus of basically all the debates, and this one in particular as well. Rural health care is a crisis in a lot of parts of the state. You've got hospitals closing, and there are plans proposed to help alleviate that, to help get funding going into expanding Medicaid or full-out Medicare for All. That gets funding into rural hospitals and keeps them open where they're closing right now. That's the crisis. We had discussions about the trade war and how that's really impacted agriculture areas of the state. You've got a leadership right now at the federal level that went into a trade war with no plan. And now you've got rural agriculture that's really hurting. You've got, in some cases, subsidies coming in that's not making farmers whole. You've got bankruptcies at a time when Wall Street is doing great. And you've got an administration that's telling our farmers to suck it up and get a second job. That's just not acceptable.
Were you concerned that none of the candidates while in Atlanta this week are holding events outside of the city core?
They'll be back. Right now, where Georgia sits on the primary schedule, all the candidates are really focused more on their other primary states. So they were in for this debate. I was glad to have them here for that. And I believe that they'll be back and be traveling a little bit more.
Pete, you sent me an email that says, Democrats in rural Georgia are a much more politically diverse group than the Democrats of years past. What did you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. I meant the Democratic Party especially has been changing in Georgia over the last 20 years. For too long, we've been running conservative Democrats. We've been trying to appeal to a voter base that's gone to the Republicans at this point, and we've been ignoring the base that is in these counties, especially in our small rural counties where we've got people of color, we've got people that are a progressive in a lot of ways that have just been ignored because we keep running people that are conservative light instead of embracing who the Democratic Party is in a lot of cases. We are a progressive party, and this state at one time embraced progressive ideals.
So are you saying that rural Democrats in deeply conservative counties particularly have not necessarily always voted Democratic?
I think they've just been ignored in a lot of cases. We've been really focused on trying to get back people that left the party 20 years ago. And in that case, we're not talking to people that are there that don't see a clear difference between our candidates a lot of times. I think we need to be showing a clear difference with our candidates and talking to constituents that don't get talked to a lot. I think Kamala Harris actually made a good point last night that we tend to ignore the backbone of the party in a lot of cases, lots of black women, black men, and we show up at times when it's toward election season, but we don't show up any other time to those constituencies. And if we're not showing a clear difference and a clear reason to vote Democrat, those people either aren't going to vote for us or just aren't going to vote at all.
What do you want to see in the next Democratic debate in December?
I would like to see more discussion of voter suppression. The environment got some discussion last night, but still there's not enough talk about how helping healing the environment can really doesn't have to be a job-killing thing and how environmental concerns can and dumping and waste can cause major issues in rural areas where the waste ends up going.
Pete Fuller, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you much. I appreciate it.
Pete Fuller is the Rural Caucus Chair of the Democratic Party of Georgia and Chair of the Jackson County Democrats.